speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, May the 10th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Well, we say we have tomorrow's news today. Well, here's tomorrow's news today. Facebook SWAT team arrests man for illegal possession of conservative views. Babylon Bee, a satire site, but it isn't going to be long before this passes from satire to reality. That gap between over-the-top satire and reality is rapidly shrinking. Here's a Babylon Bee story. As part of a widespread crackdown on unacceptable viewpoints on social networks, Facebook sent out its SWAT teams on Monday to arrest a local man, Kent Rogers, for illegal possession of conservative views. After Facebook took out several fringe personalities last week, conservatives thought they were in the clear. But it turns out that they were just next on the list. Rogers' arrest was part of a broader push against the illegal conservative view trade, which is estimated to affect millions of innocent Americans every year. Facebook SWAT specialists lined up outside of his house for an early morning no-knock raid after he was caught posting a meme about Hillary Clinton's 30,000 missing emails on his page. We booked him on possession of several tons of illicit viewpoints, including the idea that the government should be relatively small, that Christian values are generally a good thing, and that cisgendered males aren't always bad, said a lieutenant of the Facebook SWAT team. He said, residents of La Mesa can now rest easy tonight, knowing these ideas are off the street. Proud officers took pictures of their hall, including hundreds of deadly books that question a far-left worldview, a signed picture of Ronald Reagan, and a copy of Art of the Deal, a banned substance in all 50 states. Rogers has been booked on the manufacture, possession, and spreading of conservative values. Well, that's satire, of course, but it's not far from the truth, is it? Quite frankly, this kind of thing is already happening in China. Today, we had several articles that were put up on the Drudge Report, one of them from Wired Magazine, talking about China's massive surveillance system. And it begins like this. The woman remembers the first time she got a smartphone. It was back in 2011. 2 years later, in 2013, she downloaded a Chinese social messaging app called WeChat. Not long after that, rumors circulated among her friends that the government could track your location through your phone. She didn't believe it. But then in early 2016, police started making routine checks on her home. Her husband was regularly called to the police station. The police informed him that they were suspicious of his WeChat activity. Her children began to cower in fear at the sight of a police officer, and on and on and on. I have a video I'm going to play for you today. It is targeted towards the youth of China. And it is talking about how wonderful their social credit system is. This is what it looks like, folks. And we are rapidly moving toward that. As a matter of fact, Facebook has already admitted they've already got a social credit system. So does Google and so does Twitter. You are on the list. You are being evaluated. You're being watched. And although this idea of a Facebook SWAT team coming to your house and physically arresting you, right now, has not been implemented. It is already implemented in China, and China is where they are doing the beta test of this. And they already have the systems in place here in the U.S. Look at how rapidly we have moved from the banning of so-called fringe personalities like Alex Jones just last August to the point that now you, if you tweet out Alex Jones or InfoWars content, you are now suspect, unless you put it out to hate him, right? And that's being demanded by Facebook. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to talk about the China trade issue as well, not just the blueprint for tyranny. And we've got a lot of news about possible wars as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, May the 10th, year of our Lord 2019. I just read you a satire piece from Babylon Bee, but you know, today's satire is tomorrow's reality. And we talk about tomorrow's news today here, so we gave you the satire. And it is, that gap, as I said, is rapidly closing. It was a very funny piece, actually, in a dark way, because it's not really that far from reality, and it already is reality in China. We're going to be talking about China's technology hell and how they're using technology to realize all the dreams of Marxist dictators, who always see themselves as God, don't they? Omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. That's the way these people in power are. That's you have to be afraid of people who think they're God or who believe that they're going to become God. Those are the people you need to be afraid of. The people who believe in God, they're not so dangerous because they know they've got to answer for what they do. These people don't think they will ever answer. As a matter of fact, they think you should answer to them. You know, people like Mark Zuckerberg, people like President Xi in China. They are birds of a feather. They're absolutely the same. And in this satire piece I was reading, talking about a man being arrested, booked on possession of several tons of illicit viewpoints. They identified it through his social media postings. Put out a meme about Hillary Clinton. The Facebook SWAT team shows up, hauls him off. They pose with all the things that they have pulled out of his house. Hundreds of deadly books that question far-left world viewpoints, a picture of Ronald Reagan, a copy of Art of the Deal. He's been booked on the manufactured possession and spreading of conservative views. Yeah, exactly. Is that really that different than what's happening in China now? They're actually doing music videos for the young people to get them in sync with the social credit system. You know, yesterday we talked about Chris Hughes, one of the co-founders of Facebook. We're going to show you that video in a minute. We'll actually play it for you. Talked about the op-ed piece from Chris Hughes. It was in the New York Times. One of the co-founders of Facebook said, yeah, I've known Mark Zuckerberg since college. He's still very human, and that's the problem. He's human. But he thinks he's God, right? And he says nobody should have that much power. You got to break up Facebook. Well, I don't even think that that's the answer. I don't think the antitrust regulation is the answer. I think we have an answer for one person making all the rules for us. You know, the person who makes the rules, you got one person making the rules, that person is the ruler. That's Mark Zuckerberg. Well, as he wrote that op-ed piece, you had Facebook, it's actually the Nick Clegg, Facebook's VP of Global Affairs and Communications, responded. He said, Facebook accepts that with success comes accountability. Whoa, wait a minute. Can I file a copyright violation claim on this guy? he's channeling Spider-Man here. With great power comes great responsibility. Except he doesn't say responsibility. He says accountability. They're not responsible to anybody, and they're not really accountable to anybody either. He goes on to say, well, he's meeting with government leaders this week to further the rule further the work, rather. And what work is he referring to? He's saying we are working on introducing new rules for the internet. So who is he really accountable to? Is he accountable to the people, the users? Is he accountable to the government? Well, that depends on who you mean by the government. If you mean DARPA, the military-industrial complex, and the surveillance state, these people who have been trying to overthrow President Trump, the people who created Facebook, helped to start all of these internet masters of the universe, as Breitbart calls them. If that's what you mean by the government, CIA, the NSA, DARPA, okay, yeah, he is accountable to the government, but I don't think that's what most people think of as the government. I think he is accountable to those people somewhat. But they have put him in the position where, as he said, and as Chris Hughes was saying, he's going to write the rules for the internet. He is going to determine what speech is allowed and what speech isn't, what's real and what's fake, what's hateful and what isn't, what's bigoted and what isn't, what's racist and what isn't. He will decide. You won't have anything to say about that. There will be no discussion. We might as well have Facebook SWAT teams. He's demanding that you hate the people that he banned last week. Not only is all content going to be taken down, only time that the banned people or the news organizations like InfoWars will be allowed to be spoken of is if they are hated. I mean, this is almost a joke of Orwellianism. It's absolutely amazing. And, you know, when Chris Hughes was talking in that op-ed piece about Zuckerberg, one of the key things he was saying was their business model was a monopoly. And so this guy, Nick Clegg, their communications VP, comes back and says, well, we're not a monopoly. We're a successful American company. No, the way they defined success was to put everybody else out of business, to have a monopoly, to have complete control, to write the rules of the internet. And he's going to do that with his government partners. You know, we the people, he doesn't think that he's accountable to us, but we the people already have a rule. We got one rule for Mark Zuckerberg. It's the first rule in the Bill of Rights. It's free speech, a free press. That's our rule for you, Zuckerberg. And we're going to have that rule enforced, whether we have to take you down or not. Because I don't think government is going to do that, but you've got Zero Hedge coming. Congress instead should step in with more stringent regulations for tech companies. We don't need any more regulations. We got a rule. It's called the First Amendment, the first rule. And this country was founded on the idea that we as human beings possess certain inalienable rights, that government is there to protect those rights. To protect them from what? Protect them from people like Mark Zuckerberg, who, given half a chance, would steal your bank account, steal your car, steal your home, and steal your most important possession, your First Amendment rights of free speech and a free press. That is far more important than those physical possessions. To take away your free exercise of religion, your free speech, you're going to allow these people working with DARPA and the CIA to do that? No, 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 no. Any government that participates in this, any government that colludes in this, that sets up a private-public partnership with this, is going to be ultimately altered or abolished. That was what our founders did, and we still have that spirit here in America. You know, there's another Babylon Bee satire. While cracking down on fringe conspiracy theories, Facebook accidentally bans CNN. As Facebook went after fringe conspiracy theorists earlier this week, there was an accidental casualty on the social network, CNN. The automated system that scans the network for wild conspiracy theories flagged CNN as the most prominent promoter of fake news on the network. Our algorithm looked for pages and people that were constantly peddling outlandish conspiracy theories. It appears that since CNN is still insisting that President Trump colluded with Russia, despite a mountain of facts and evidence showing that he did not, our computer systems determined that our network would have much less fake news without CNN. And I would add to that, that perhaps their algorithm also took down Senator Richard Burr. Removed by the same algorithm. I mean, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Richard Burr is getting fire from everybody. Yeah, there really is a Burr under the saddle in the Senate Intelligence Committee. And Mitch McConnell pushed back against him. Yesterday, I reported how Rand Paul came after him when Richard Burr said, well, I want to talk to Donald Trump Jr. There's no collusion. But hey, you know, he made some statements about Trump Tower. I think we caught him in a perjury trap or something. Well, you never paid any attention to your colleague, Richard Burr, your colleague, James Clapper, who lied to the world about NSA dragnet surveillance because you wanted that to happen as part of the Senate Intelligence Committee. We'll be right back.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every info warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You like Secret 12? This is Secret 12, but twice as strong. So I called it Ultra 12. Most expensive vitamin B12, methylcobalamin, and you put it under your tongue for about a minute. And the longer you can do it, the better. B12, just like clean iodine, is essential. Just like oxygen, just like water. The point is, it's amazing. You need it. It's awesome. And it's the absolute go-to. By the way, it tastes super sweet. So get your X2 and a free bottle of X3 right now. Get the new Secret 12 Plus, or as it's known, Ultra 12, for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And for your wife, your husband, your family, for people that are out working in the fields, truck drivers, police officers, especially high-stress folks, this is way better than an energy drink for me. And you take it with something like a Turbo Force or a Brain Force, it just makes it all better. But just experience this. That's right out of Mother Nature, folks. That's pure B12. So amazing. Secret 12 now. Ultra 12, double strong. The highest quality. That's right. Fearless and double tough. Ultra 12. Advanced vitamin B12. The ultimate formula at InfoWarsLife.com. And fund the second American Revolution. Stay with us.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Talking about fake news, CNN and others, we have coming out of the UK an article from the Daily Star. Here's the headline. This is up, actually up on Drudge. Unprecedented, they said, quote unquote, unprecedented. 100,000 Europeans are hit with measles, and it is spreading at an alarming, quote unquote, alarming rate. And this is news coming from the WHO. Don't get fooled again, folks. This is not Roger Daltrey's WHO. This is the World Health Organization. But it might as well be the WHO. Because don't be fooled by this. They said since the beginning of last year, more than 90% of the countries across the continent of Europe have together reported over 100,000 measles cases and over 90 related deaths. Yes, people have died. People die from all kinds of things. You know, they don't publish the death rates of most diseases. We've heard from the CDC that in developed countries that 1 out of 100 people have serious symptoms. Now notice, they didn't say death. Serious symptoms. 1 out of 100. 1% of people will have serious symptoms. Nothing in life is risk-free. You can die from any disease. You can die from things that aren't diseases. You can die in your bathroom. That's a very dangerous place. And, of course, you can die from pharmaceutical drugs. You can die from vaccines. There is a vaccine court that you haven't heard of. They took it out of the regular courts because if they'd left it in the regular courts, it would have bankrupted big pharmaceutical companies. A lot of people injured for life. A lot of people killed as part of the adverse reactions to vaccines. No medication is 100% safe. It's all an issue of risks. You know, there's, again, like I said yesterday, it is not a zero or one binary decision. It's not 100% safe because the pharmaceutical companies and the FDA say it's approved, right? Or because you hear it advertised on Fox or CNN. That doesn't make it safe. There's always an element of risk for every drug, every medical treatment. There's an element of risk when you get in your car and drive. Everything that you do has risk associated. So what is the risk? And are they telling us the truth about this? The CDC says a 1% chance, 1 in 100 chance, that you'll have serious consequences from measles. Is that true? Well, no, because according to the World Health Organization, you had 100,000 cases in Europe, and you had 90 deaths. What does that work out to? What percentage is that? That is zero. That's not 1%. That is 0.09%. It's less than 1/10 of the risk that the CDC has been saying. And I've been saying this for a long time. All last week I said, it's not 1 in 100. And, you know, they're talking about... We're not talking about fatality rates here. They're just saying, oh, yeah, serious consequences. They don't talk about tuberculosis, do they? Do they panic the public about tuberculosis coming across the border in massive amounts? No, they say, yeah, you know, we picked up a lot of illegal immigrants coming across the border. They had mumps or measles or something. Oh, yeah, they also had tuberculosis, had hepatitis. Those are a lot more serious diseases. Much more serious diseases. They don't talk about Ebola, where 63% of the people die bleeding out of every orifice. They're not talking about that. They're not really concerned about the explosion in terms of serious consequences from cancer and autism either, are they? They don't even care to find out what causes that. And when they come up with some kind of cheap treatment for it, that is buried in the news. You can find it if you search, like I pointed out in the last couple of weeks. I found some. A couple of different cases, you know, NPR reported January 2017, John Hopkins said, yeah, we were giving these rats cancer and they got pinworms. So I treated them for pinworms. The pinworms went away, but so did the cancer. So we thought we'd look into it, but there's no money in it. Or the individual who had a different kind of worming medicine for roundworms and hookworms and so forth. It cost him $5 a week. He cured his cancer. An MD Anderson doctor that he got to be very familiar with, they'd spent $1.2 million treating his cancer. And we said, what about this? You ever heard about this? Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. It's been around since the 1980s, but there's no money in that. Goldman Sachs talked about a hepatitis drug that cured hepatitis. And they said, this is not a sustainable business model. Curing disease is not a sustainable business model, says Goldman Sachs. We need to have treatment of chronic diseases. We want these to continue so we can continue to make money treating the chronic disease. We don't want to cure it. If we cure it, we're done. We're here to make money, not to cure disease, right? Just take a look. You know, we're talking about risk. Just take a look at shark attacks, right? We have, on average, five-year average, 84 shark attacks per year. And let me tell you, all of those have serious consequences. Might cost you an arm or leg, take a huge bite out of your body or whatever, if you survive. How many people die out of those average of 84 shark bites? 7%, not 0.09%. Are they running public service ads, panicking everybody about sharks everywhere? Well, I mean, we had Jaws, right? Maybe Steven Spielberg was actually doing a PSA. But no, they're not talking about that. Every one of those shark attacks has serious consequences. But they go on, talk about this in the Daily Star. Listen to how they couch this. In recent years, conspiracy theories and fake reports have led to many parents stopping their kids from having a vaccine, which is effective at preventing the disease. Is that why we have a Navy ship, USS Fort McHenry, quarantined at sea since December? Even though 100% of all the sailors and Marines on board had been vaccinated with the MMR vaccine, and they have mumps, and I would say likely most of them have been vaccinated at least twice. They probably got it when they were kids before they got in the military, another time when they got in the military, and now they're getting it a third time, but it's not working. So earlier this week, going back to the Daily Star, earlier this week it was reported that so-called anti-vaxxers in Germany could face fines of over £2,000 if children in their care are not given a jab. That's about $2,600. That's even worse than de Blasio, the Marxist in New York. $2,600 fine if you don't let these people, these pricks, give you a jab. This is where we are, folks. And this is how this is being hyped falsely by the news media. All right, when we come back, we're going to, we talked about the fact that not only did they shut down Jack Posobiec's MAGAphobia account, where he was talking about all the different people who had attacked conservative Trump supporters. He had just a list of it, you know, on Twitter. Twitter shut that down. Can't show that. Can't show that. They also shut down an AOC, an Alexandria Occasional Cortex parody account. When we come back, I'm going to show you why they shut that down, because quite frankly, a parody account of AOC is redundant. She discovered garbage disposals yesterday. This is one of the funniest videos I have ever seen in my life. Don't miss it. Stay with us. They'll let you hear Alexandria Occasional Cortex discovering a garbage disposal.
Defeat the globalist. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles. Hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Brain Force Plus is a top-tier nootropic. Focus, clarity, energy. But instead of having a 7x markup, we have 150% markup. Right now, it's massively discounted. And when you get a bottle of it at 25% off, you get a free bottle of what is our total bestseller. It's not very profitable because we give it at such a low price. But it's amazing. And that, of course, is Knockout, the ultimate sleep aid. So we've got a way to energize you, ramp you up in a healthy way during the day, and put you deep into that restful, healthy sleep at night. It's the Brain Force and Knockout combo deal. 25% off Brain Force and a free bottle of Knockout together right now. Get the combo and experience both these great products today. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. The Brain Force Plus Knockout combo right now. Get your free bottle today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, I said before we went to the break, I said, stay tuned. We have a video clip that was put out on Instagram by AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and it illustrates why, I guess, they took down the AOC parody account on social media. It's not needed. It's totally redundant. She is a self-parody. And now she is living outside of New York. She's seeing outside of New York for the first time. And it's amazing to watch her. It's a great picture. Great meme. It's amazing to watch her astonishment at finding a garbage disposal. Yeah. Alexandria in Wonderland. Let's go ahead and play this video. This just has to be seen to be believed. Run the video.
I am told this is a garbage disposal. I've never seen a garbage disposal. I never had one in any place I've ever lived. It is terrifying. I don't know what to use it for or what its purpose is. Like,
it,
food
stuff. It might be to dispose of garbage.
Environmentally sound? I don't know.
And, of course, if she has her way, none of us will have garbage disposals. There'll just be garbage on the streets, like it is in New York City. One of the reasons she's never seen a garbage disposal before is because they banned them in New York City back in 1997. So, you know, she's never been outside of that little world that she lives in. I've known a lot of people from New York City. And I've got to say that with few exceptions, you know, they always regard themselves as the most sophisticated people on earth, the most cosmopolitan people on earth. And yet, because they think that New York City is the beginning and the end of the world, they've never bothered to leave it. And so as a result, they're actually not cosmopolitan. They're the most provincial people I have ever met, the lifetime New Yorkers. It's kind of like what they say about people who go to Ivy League schools, right? You know, but you can always tell an MIT graduate, but you can't tell them anything, right? Fill in whatever the school is, MIT, Harvard, Yale, whatever. Oh, that's the way it is with people who have lived all of their life in New York City, are so arrogant about how they're so much better than everybody else. And that's not everybody that lives in New York City. Some people were there and managed to get out and discover a whole new world filled with garbage disposals. She has absolutely no idea what a garbage disposal would be used for. No clue from that name. That doesn't provide a name to her at all. Now, one of the things I think is interesting that I didn't see anybody pick up on, as she's doing this video, she has a text graphic superimposed over it. This DC apartment is bogey, B-O-U-G-I-E, and has things I've never seen before. Like, what is a garbage disposal really for? Is it like better or worse than throwing something in the garbage? More importantly, why is it so loud and yelling at me? Now, one of the things that stuck out to me about that was there's some Marxist slang in there. Well, I said she's a communist. And if you don't think she's a communist, why would she say this D.C. apartment, Washington, D.C., is bogey, B-O-U-G-I-E? I think she means bourgeoisie, right? Bougie. Yeah, bougie. Okay, great. You've heard this, Travis. You've heard bougie before. Is this a thing now with younger people who it's now hip to come up with? They've made Karl Marx this old, failed economics philosopher. They've made him now hip, bougie?
Yeah, it became a thing a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
It's used every once in a while.
Well, I guess that's why nobody else is commenting on it. I was not aware that it was a thing. But with it being a thing, I guess, you know, it's everybody else is in bougie. I've never seen that before, but it just shows how, the people of her age have slipped into this Marxist mentality. A bougie. Yeah, it's a bougie thing. Yeah, it's one of the things that makes, the life of the bougies more comfortable, AOC. As we're talking about things that are jokes, it's also important to be able to tell what is a joke. And clearly the Chicago Cubs and NBC and people like the, the people who are always, patrolling for racism, the Anti-Defamation League, they clearly can't distinguish a joke or a hoax. We had a Chicago Cubs fan who gets behind a reporter, a black reporter, and he flashes the dreaded okay hand gesture. And he has now been banned indefinitely from Wrigley Field. They said the club, when they first saw that, they just saw the hand. They had to identify who that hand belonged to. They found it. They banned him now. He will be subject to prosecution for criminal trespass to property if he ever attempts to enter Wrigley Field. I look at this. I think he used the wrong hand signal. I mean, we're talking about the Chicago Cubs here. He should have used the hand signal for loser. That's what they're known for, right? Never winning the World Series until a couple of years ago. Interestingly enough, it was something that was a joke, a running joke in Back to the Future. Yeah, they go 30 years in the future into 2015 from the time that they did it, set it. And one of the things that pops up on the headlines as a joke that Chicago Cubs win the World Series. Actually, they only missed it by a year. I think it's 2016 they won the series. But, you know, they're known for being losers, so they should have flashed that signal. But let's go back to the hand signal. Is this really a racist signal? Where did this come from? I'm going to go where the internet historian is afraid to tread. Because they'll probably get shut down on YouTube for being racist, right? The internet historian has some great, some genius videos about things like Shia LaBeouf's and his "He Will Not Divide Us" stuff, and how these people on 4chan tracked down, first they trolled Shia LaBeouf so badly that he started running and hiding, going to various places so he could do his live stream. First he tried it in New York City. They drove him out of there. And they found out where he was. He kept going to more and more obscure places. And it took them absolutely an amazing bit of detective work. If you think that 4chan is just is not to be taken seriously, you should see what the internet historian did in terms of breaking down how they found Shia LaBeouf with his "He Will Not Divide Us." They've also done some great videos, parody videos about the Fyre Festival. I just saw the one they did about a video game called Fallout 76. But, you know, they have talked about how 4chan has parodied people and so forth in the past. But it gets a little bit risky when you start talking about these kind of racist symbols like this. Where did this come from? Well, remember, it was a few years ago that at Halloween, 4chan people said, "Hey, Halloween is coming up. You can go to all these college campuses where these people are all, you know, leftist liberals looking to ferret out any kind of white privilege. Wear a mask or some kind of a costume, and you can go around and put up all these signs that say, it's okay to be white. It's okay to be white. I mean, what's racist about that? Isn't it okay to be white?" It said, "Watch these people. When you put up those signs on Halloween, watch these people freak out, and watch the news media freak out about how racist this is, just to say it's okay to be white. Because it's not okay for these people, for anybody to be white. Being white is an expression of hate and privilege, right? And that's exactly what they did. They fulfilled that. And so then they went a little bit further. They came up with the okay sign. And the reaction to this, NBC said, such ignorant and repulsive behavior is not going to be tolerated at Wrigley Fields, of the people there at the Chicago Cubs. The NBC vice president of sports in Chicago said, "We're disappointed by the incident that took place on our air. One that was at the expense of our colleague, Doug Glanville." And Doug, then, not to be outdone, thanked NBC Sports and the Chicago Cubs for launching an investigation, for banning this hateful person with an okay sign out of the public sphere. Well, it's actually a hoax. It is a joke. And they all jumped on it with both feet. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go
below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now, we're bringing you an all-new version to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Take advantage of the superior form of B12 and head to InfoWarsStore.com today. Get Ultra 12, now at 50% off.
You like Secret 12? This is Secret 12, but twice as strong, so I called it Ultra 12. And we decided, I like your Secret 12 Plus, but they said, look, when you do Plus, people don't get that it means better and more. Just call it Ultra 12. Well, you know what? I don't like how the label's printed. And it just so happens it had already been labeled with the other. We decided to change the name. So when you peel off the label, underneath it, it's Secret 12 Plus. Twice as strong, 50% off right now. Better than Secret 12 ever was. InfoWarsStore.com, now back in stock after 4 months, sold out.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
More things I want to say about this meme and this banning of this person. Seriously, it is the purpose of all this, and they were upfront about this on 4chan, just like they were about putting up the signs on Halloween saying it's okay to be white. And what they said was, this started out, this is an article from Zero Hedge, it goes back to February 2017. 4chan said, some anonymous users there said, let's create a fake symbol of white power. And so they came up with Operation OK and said, we must flood Twitter and other social media websites with spam, claiming that the OK hand sign is a symbol of white supremacy, recommending that they use the hashtag PowerHandPrivilege to promote the joke. Bonus points, they said, if your profile pic is somehow related to supporting feminism. And they went on to say, leftists have dug so deep down into their lunacy that we must force them to dig more until the rest of society ain't going anywhere near that excrement. And so that's what they did. And so they even put up a meme you can see right there. Put up a meme of a hand there. Scroll down a little bit so people can see the full meme. It says, hoax. That it's white power. Supposedly the three fingers in the air are a W. And then with the circular part, that stands for a P, okay? And there you go. There's a basketball player holding his hands up in the white power sign saying, okay. I've shown pictures of, remember he had Eddie Murphy back in the day of Saturday Night Live when he's doing buckwheat. And he's like, okay. And he would put up the okay sign. Yeah, all this stuff everywhere. As a matter of fact, they got pictures in this article of Barack Obama doing the okay hand sign. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, all of them doing the okay hand sign. Right? I mean, that's part of the joke. It's like we're going to, by calling something racist, all of a sudden they're triggered by some new faux racist symbol. Now they're going to purge everything that has always existed in society. Oh, well, that's now racist, and we got to purge it. Where have we seen that before? Well, I don't know. Christopher Columbus, all the historical statues everywhere. I mean, that's basically what's going on. And that's the point, the brilliant point of the 4chan hoaxers. Yeah, it is absolutely silly. But of course, as I point out in the Zero Hedge article, the Anti-Defamation League jumped on it with both hands. Not okay. They even came out. We even had during the Brett Kavanaugh hearing, because somebody that was there at the Brett Kavanaugh hearing, you show that picture, zoom in on that picture. Zina Bash was accused of displaying a white power gesture during the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings because she made the okay sign. And again, now this guy who is, and he was obviously trolling them with that joke, you know, when he did that behind a black reporter and at Wrigley Field for the Chicago Cubs. They point out in this article, okay, so are Apple, Google, Samsung, everybody, are they going to do something about all these racist emojis? Because, you know, they've got the okay hand sign is still there as an emoji. I'm sure that's going to have to be purged, right? I mean, you can even change the skin color of all these hand sign emojis. So you can have even a black okay sign, and you can do that. Is that still a white power symbol when you do that? But see, this is the power that these people have. This is why they need to be trolled mercilessly. And we need to not put up with this political correctness. It's not ultimately, it needs to be mocked. It needs to be made fun of, but it is not funny. And this is the basis, the way that these people are acting. This is the basis for what they have done to enact censorship across social media. They define something. No matter how arbitrary, no matter how ridiculous it is, that is racist, that's biased, that's fake, that's a conspiracy, whatever. They label something, and it's hate speech or something. And then, at that point, they feel justified to take it away. And that is the insanity of these people. There you go. There's the OTE hand signal from Eddie Murphy, I guess. The black OTE sign. Before we get into what's going on with Jeff Bezos, he unveiled his new lunar idea. Not a lunatic idea, quite frankly. I think the lunatic idea is going to Mars. No, actually, as I said before, I think Jeff Bezos has a pretty good shot at setting up a moon base. Not that I don't think that that's dangerous. We're going to talk about that here in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, folks, if you want to stop this internet censorship, if you want to stop the Facebook SWAT teams, I call them now fascist book, because that's really what Zuckerberg has become. I mean, his own friends who have known him his entire life are saying that. This guy must be stopped. And I don't think breaking up Facebook, I don't think giving them a fine of $5 billion, that's not going to stop them. First Amendment is what's going to have to stop them. If you want to stand with us for your free speech, for your ability to be able to see and hear things from a free press, we have a way for you to do that. We don't have corporate sponsors. They would have shut us down long ago if we had done that. Instead, we sell products directly. You are our sponsor. The products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And to make it a little bit easier for you to sponsor us, we put products on deep discount from time to time. Here are some of the products we've got on deep discount. We have just upped our Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, twice as much B12 in it. We call it Ultra 12. It is now available at 50% off as part of an introductory price. We also have some other specials. We got Brain Force Plus, 25% off. And with that, you get a free bottle of Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid. We have Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off. We have 50% off all apparel. It's very important that you get, that you not be silenced. And the apparel is one of the ways that you keep them from silencing you. Do not let them control you. We've got hats. We've got t-shirts. We've got hoodies. We have new and classic designs, and all of those are 50% off. And finally, we have a 10% off organic coffee. That's the Wake Up America coffee. You can get 10% off just for the listeners of this program. Just enter the code WAKEUP to get 10% off of Wake Up America 100% organic coffee. We have that in two different blends, Patriot Blend and Immune Support Blend. You'll find all those products at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find the archives of this program. Of course, we're on a lot of radio and TV stations. We appreciate those stations. Support those sponsors there at those stations as well. You'll find us also on podcasts, and you'll find our archives at InfoWars.com/David-Knight-Show. You'll also find my Twitter account, Libertarian. Follow me there. You can also follow us on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel now. You'll find that at youtube.com/libertarian. And that's L-I-B-E-R-T-Y, libertarian, T-A-R-I-A-N. Not libertarian, but libertarian. All right, let's go to Jeff Bezos. Cue the music. He's introduced a new product here. And let's play video 5 here. He introduced his Blue Moon project.
Boom, 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 dang, 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 dang,
dang. I actually wondered, should we introduce this with Blue Moon? I mean, that's what he called his lunar ship. Or should we go back to CCR? There's a bad moon rising. Actually, I thought that was actually more appropriate for Jeff Bezos, because I think he's kind of a Bond villain. He's got the shaved head like Ernst Blofeld. I wouldn't be surprised if this lunar launch is going to be taking place out of some extinct volcano. But there he is. There's the Blue Moon right there as he introduced it. This is something, quite frankly, not a surprise for anybody who's been following Bezos for a while. He has frequently admitted that he created Amazon as a means to do this, to go to the moon, to set up space colonies. It goes back to something that was very popular when he and I were in engineering school. It was widely read. It was a book by a guy named Gerard K. O'Neill. And you can still see the pictures of the space colonies that came up. It was put into a great deal of detail in Elysium. If you see those, that whole idea of having colonies in space where the elite go to live. Except that in Gerard K. O'Neill's High Frontiers, that was the name of the book, what he was talking about, and of course this came out in the late 1970s, they got to the moon, and then they, allegedly, some people still disputing that, but they get to the moon, and then all of a sudden everything just stopped very mysteriously. And they said, well, you know, let's go to the moon, let's set up a permanent presence there, let's make it commercial. And Gerard K. O'Neill had a plan for doing that. Said, yeah, we go to the moon, set up lunar colonies, we could set up maglev rail guns, if you will, to mine the material and to shoot it into space using electromagnets, capture it with orbiting space stations that are put into a gravitationally neutral area. We could do manufacturing in space very efficiently, and then just drop ship it. There's the idea. Amazon, hey.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan-favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every InfoWarrior loves. powered by iodine and nanosilver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I've got a couple more things to say here about Jeff Bezos and his lunar dreams. He unveiled a lunar lander. He calls it Blue Moon because his company is called Blue Origin. He gave this hour-long presentation at Washington's Convention Center, just a couple of blocks from the White House. His audience, of course, included many NASA officials that he hopes to sell this to. And talked about how they're going to deliver payloads to the lunar surface. Things like rovers, how they would build satellites for lunar orbit. Now, I didn't see the whole, I didn't see actually any of it, frankly. I've just seen the still pictures of it, so I didn't watch his presentation. But I've listened to him before, where he talks about lunar colonies. And there are these things called Lagrangian libration points. They're not Lagrange, not Lagrange, Texas. No, these are gravitationally neutral points that are on either side of the moon. So they're gravitationally neutral. You can put something in a kidney-shaped orbit, and they'll stay there essentially forever without decay. And that was the concept that was put out by Gerard K. O'Neill in High Frontiers. You'd go to the moon. You'd be able to cheaply mine materials, launch them using a maglev device up into an orbit because the escape velocity is pretty low on the moon, capture them, process them in these Lagrangian libration points. And it's very easy to do that because you don't have to worry about pollution or government controls up there. You can get massive differentials in heat and cold just by painting something black or painting it white. And that's really what you want when you want to have efficiency is big temperature differentials. So you could do a lot of processing of these raw materials, and then you could just drop them towards the Earth. Drop shipping right there. And so Jeff Bezos has said, that has always been his goal. That's why he wanted to create Amazon, so he could be wealthy enough to set up these space colonies. Now there's, I think there's five Lagrangian points of gravitational neutrality around the Earth. He could put colonies in any of those. And I think that is really more what is in view here, something like you saw in the movie Elysium, a place where you set up a colony for elites to get off of the Earth. This has a lot of implications in a lot of different areas. Remember Hugo de Garis that I've interviewed a number of times. He talks about the Artelect War, the war over artificial intelligence. He believes that as people realize the danger of artificial intelligence, that they'll start to enact controls or come after some of these people like Zuckerberg and say, we're not going to have you ruling over us with your technology, and we're going to put some limits on some of the technology that you're going to do. And he said, of course, that, in his opinion, he doesn't believe that these billionaire elitists are going to submit to that. I agree with him. He thinks that what they will do is set up these Elysium-like space colonies. They will continue to develop their technology, and then ultimately there will be a war between these people that he calls cosmists, the elitists, and those of us who remain on the Earth. Terrans, he calls them. Hugo de Garis calls them in his book. A couple of decades ago, he wrote this. And he says he believes that that will result in giga death. The fight over artificial intelligence and these other controlling technologies. We're going to talk about China coming up in the next hour. and how they're rolling out this social credit score. But understand, we've got our own villains here in the United States, these people who seek to rule over us. Do you really want to go to space in a Bezos vehicle? I mean, think about what we've seen out of the Amazon factories, where people can't even take a bathroom break. I mean, what are you going to be in one of these spaceships? It's like, Hal, I need to go to the restroom. Not now, Dave. Hal, open the bathroom door. No, Dave, can't do that. I mean, he's terminating people based on AI within Amazon. He terminated pregnant women. Yeah, how about that for termination of a pregnancy? Fired pregnant women because they were pregnant. You know, they just couldn't work hard enough. You really want to go to space?
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We were just talking about Jeff Bezos, his lifelong dream to set up Elysium-like colonies to colonize the moon, and he's getting another step closer to it. Quite frankly, I was just talking about this the other night to my sons. As I said, we were talking about Elon Musk's ideas to go to the moon, to go to Mars, rather. And as one of my sons was saying, it's not really practical. He's just reading a book by what's the guy's name? Daniel Suarez. A really good, thoughtful science fiction writer who is at the center of a lot of the things that are happening to us with technology. I've said before, his book about genetic modification called Change Agent really does a great job of exploring some of the ethical and technological issues as we start modifying human genetics, and not just human genetics, in any kind of genetic modification. You know, the book begins in an Asian facility, a black market facility, and you got a couple of parents who are weighing whether or not they should genetically modify the baby that's being carried by the pregnant wife. And one of the parents is for it; the other one is very concerned about the possible repercussions of it. And so you have the salesman who is trying to sell them on it. It's a great device. He's a very good writer. And so they talk about what can and could be done with that and understand that it is the genetic modification of very young children carries the capability of it's one of the reasons that it's banned as they we had the Chinese scientist who actually did this and bragged about it. And after the scientific community worldwide was outraged about it, he was disappeared by the Chinese government. He'd become an embarrassment. I'm not sure that he's not necessarily continuing to work on that in some kind of operation like we did with our Nazis, you know, a paperclip type of thing. Probably put him in an underground facility where he's continuing to work on that and make a super soldier for them. But I don't know if he's disappeared from public view, though. And What is dangerous about that is that if you modify a young child, and earlier you make the genetic modifications, the greater the chance that that genetic modification is going to be propagated throughout the entire organism because there's fewer cells. And that you will make a change that will be lifelong for that child. And not only that, but it will propagate to future generations. So anything that you do, good or bad, will propagate to future generations. So that's the difference between the genetic modification, the seed genetic modification, and the kind of genetic modification that they've been doing in terms of experiments with monkeys and so forth, where they go in and modify some genes and, you know, they breed some monkeys that are colorblind. They go in and modify some genes. Those monkeys are able to see color, but then that fades after a period of time because they revert, their body is gradually replacing those modified genes, and it's already got a DNA code to replace it and go back to being colorblind. But if you do it at a young age, if you do it to the seed, if you do it to the fetus or to the zygote, you can make changes that are going to be lifelong and that will be passed down to future generations. That's what makes it so dangerous, because if you make a mistake, that mistake is then passed down. And that's why it's been banned for babies. And so in this Daniel Suarez book, Change Agent, it begins, and the parents are talking about that back and forth. The guy is trying to sell them. He goes, well, you know, we've identified this particular gene that can enhance that physical trait. It can make the kid stronger or faster, or it can give them a sharper mind, or it can give them longevity. You know, we got these different packages. You know, you can, you know, select any of these that you want. You know, you got a separate price on each of these traits or characteristics that we can enhance. And the parents are weighing that back and forth, and they're skeptical, and it's a lot of money. And so finally he pulls out the winning argument, and he says, well, think about this. Yes, this is not legal. Yes, it is the black market. But, yes, everybody is doing it. The elites are doing it. And so just think of it this way. If you don't choose to give your child this enhanced mental capability or physical capability, they are going to be the servant of all of these other enhanced humans. Yeah, that's the trump card that he plays. It's a very interesting book, but I got off on that tangent because he's put out another book now about a billionaire who wants to go to Mars, interestingly enough. And as they're going through the book, they're talking about all the different problems that you have in terms of trying to go to Mars. You know, if anything happens, you can't send another ship up for like a 2-year window because of launching capabilities and that sort of thing. There's a lot of things that have to be solved before that happens. Not likely to happen. But what Jeff Bezos wants to do in terms of the lunar development and the Lagrangian libration points, that is something that can be done. And speaking of rocket men, we have Little Rocket Man is back at it again. The North Korean one. That other little dictator, not the tech dictator, Jeff Bezos, but the little guy who's actually got a country already. I wouldn't be surprised to see Jeff Bezos starting to dress in that suit that, you always see the little fat man wearing. Because that's the way the Bond villains dress. I mean, he's already got the shaved head like Ernst Blofeld, you know, when he starts getting the jacket, that's worn by, Kim, then he'll make the complete cycle. But we've now got Kim out there launching more missiles. On Thursday, they fired at least one projectile. Some reports are saying it's multiple projectiles. They launched an uncertain number of unidentified projectiles from one area. So they never shut down the missile program. And he says North Korea declared itself, quote, an invincible power. And right after they made that declaration, you had the U.S. government seize a North Korean ship, accusing it of violating U.N. sanctions. 17,000-ton freighter called the Wise Honest stopped in Indonesia after it was found to be carrying coal that has now been seized, caught shipping coal in violation of U.N. sanctions, said the Justice Department. Now, this is... Again, I don't think this is as dangerous as the situation in Iran. We'll talk about that coming up later in the broadcast. But I want to move on to China while we're on technological issues here. Let's talk about the technological hell that's being developed in China. We have, it's actually come out, a video. They're using a video to encourage all young Chinese people to embrace the social credit system. As they've said many times, if you get a good social credit score, you can do anything. But if you have a bad social credit score in China, you won't move an inch. They've threatened that. And of course, they mean that quite literally. They will shut down your public transportation. They'll make sure that you can't get a job. They'll make sure that you can't get credit or buy a home or do anything like that. Let's play a little bit of this music video just to give you an idea of what they're selling. Run that tape. 光在天边, okay, so you can kind of hear the sing-song, you know, pop music. And everybody there in this video, for those of you who are listening, everybody is very, very young. They look like teenagers. And this is something that is being put out by the China Youth Credit Action. China Youth Credit Action is part of the Communist Youth League. Think Hitler Youth, because that's really what we've got going here, folks. We're going to talk about how dangerous this is, what they have in mind, and how what Zuckerberg wants to do here in America is already being done there. And he's already implemented a lot of the social credit stuff here in America as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that, that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy, these are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force. So I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
You like Secret 12? This is Secret 12, but twice as strong. So I called it Ultra 12. Most expensive vitamin B12, methylcobalamin, and you put it under your tongue for about a minute. And the longer you can do it, the better. B12, just like clean iodine, is essential. Just like oxygen, just like water. The point is, it's amazing. You need it. It's awesome. And it's the absolute go-to. By the way, it tastes super sweet. So get your X2 and a free bottle of X3 right now. Get the new Secret 12 Plus, or as it's known, Ultra 12, for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. For your wife, your husband, your family, for people that are out working in the field, truck drivers, police officers, especially high-stress folks, this is way better than an energy drink for me. And you take it with something like a Turbo Force or a Brain Force, it just makes it all better. But just experience this. That's right out of Mother Nature, folks. That's pure B12. So amazing. Secret 12 now. Ultra 12, double strong. The highest quality. That's right. Fearless and double tough. Ultra 12. Advanced vitamin B12. The ultimate formula at InfoWarsLife.com. And fund the second American revolution. Stay with us.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Back. I want to talk about what's going on in China. The social credit system, the way they're propagandizing and controlling people. And this has been going on for some time. And as we pointed out, they've already got the systems set up and social media here in the U.S. They haven't partnered with government yet to do it the way they have in China. China is the test. But I also want to show you how this is being portrayed in the mainstream media. They're not portraying it with alarm, as you would imagine. Right? The way CNN and Wired Magazine portray it, it is simply discrimination against Muslims. They have been silent and remain silent all these years as Christians, as Falun Gong, as even political opponents of the Communist Party, as they are punished mercilessly, put into prison camps, put into forced labor, executed, flayed, sold for body parts, their bodies plasticized, put on tour of the world, and this bodies exhibit and so forth. They don't have anything to say about that, but now they have something to say because they can portray it as being anti-Islam. But I want to just take a look first before we get into that aspect of it. I want to take a look at what is actually going on there. We played a little bit of that music video for you. Just run that there as B-roll so people can see it. This is focused on the young people, as Breitbart and ABC have pointed out. This is ABC out of Australia, not the American Broadcasting Company. They don't really care about that. Australia, they picked it up. It's an offshoot of the Chinese Communist Youth League, and you can see all the people in this commercial are very young, very hip. They're movie stars, good-looking Chinese kids. Chinese celebrities, actually, promoting the nation's totalitarian social credit system, as Breitbart points out, urging them to give a thumbs up to integrity. The music video is entitled Live Up to Your Word. And it features more than, I don't know how many people they've got, a wide variety of Chinese actors and musicians. All the hippest people in society have got great social credit scores. You want to be like them, right? They said they're encouraging the listener to participate in the communist society as decreed by the party. Whether it's at school, and you see all these people in the context of school, the workplace, or playing sports. All these Chinese stars are leading business meetings, or they're studying in libraries, they're shopping in the grocery store. And the implicit message of the video is you're only going to be able to do those types of things if you obey the party. Only then can you participate in society. And I got to tell you, when we went to China, adopted my daughter, they had put her a couple of months before we adopted. She had been in an orphanage from the time she was born. We adopted her just before she was 5 years old. And a few months before we got there to adopt her, they'd put her in a foster care family that was outside of the orphanage. And the father put a letter in gave that letter to her, and we had our guide translate that for us. And it was basically what you're seeing in this video. Obey your government. Do everything your government tells you to do, and so forth and so on. He translated that for us. The four of us, my two sons, my wife, and I looked at each other, and we went in a circle laughing and said, wrong family. We're going to tell her to question everything the government says. The government is not God. And, yes, we should live quiet and peaceful lives, but I do not subscribe to the interpretation of Romans 13 that says that anything the government says is you must do it. I mean, quite frankly, that would mean that you couldn't resist the Nazis. I don't think God ever intended for us to be complicit in a system like that. No, you have a moral responsibility to resist that. And I think it's very clear in Romans 13, you know, when it says the government is the instrument of God for good, for your good. Well, that's a legitimate government is an instrument for good. When the legitimate government becomes predatory, like the Nazis, for example, just substitute, if you want to test your theology, Christians, just substitute Nazi for government in Romans 13 and see if that works. You know, that interpretation of Romans 13 was used by the Nazis. And it was used by a lot of authoritarian governments. No, I don't subscribe to that. So yeah, she's coming into a family that's going to tell her to question what the government is doing in terms of the ethical and moral principles that are supersede any government. As they point out in Breitbart, they say, although the lyrics don't specifically mention the social credit system, the actors and singers are seen demonstrating how a trustworthy citizen in a range of scenarios, and this is, you know, shopping in a store, renting a shared bike. Yeah, that's the Agenda 21, UN 2030 agenda. Yeah, we will all not have cars. Cars are evil. You must purge all cars from cities. Cities are good, we're told, right? As a matter of fact, you go by Lyft. They've done their IPO, right? The Lyft CEO, a number of years ago, and I saved it. The Lyft CEO is by training an urban planner. In other words, he's a Marxist. That's all these urban planners are. They're Marxists. They don't want you to have cars. And he wrote this self-serving thing, but he really genuinely believes this. I mean, he's on board with this. That's why he's selling all this ride-sharing stuff. Just make some money. You know, it's okay to be a Marxist if you can be a Marxist elite, right? That's what he's looking at. But the theme throughout his entire episode is exactly what was taught as he was trained as an urban planner. Cities are the best thing that man has ever invented. Cars are the worst thing that man has ever invented. No, he got that exactly wrong. As a matter of fact, Jefferson, back in his day, and cities, quote-unquote cities, probably wouldn't even qualify as the suburbs, you know, today. They weren't as dense as our suburbs. Jefferson said, the cities are a threat to the health, the wealth, and the liberty of mankind. The cities were bad. It's why, in the middle of the 20th century, when we got access to cars, when the government built highways for us, first thing everybody did was to flee to the suburbs to try to get away from the cities, where they could live with a little bit more space around them, where they could afford to have a larger home and so forth. That's why you had all that. But these urban planners absolutely hate that. I mean, you hear them cursing about urban sprawl. We got to stop the urban sprawl. We got to calm the roads down. We got to put the roads on a diet. You know, what that means is that they're going to cut the roads, lanes out of the roads, you know, turn them over to the bicyclists that never use them and so forth here. But they will be using them in the cities before too much longer because they're going to ban all cars. They're going to be so expensive, and if you can still afford them, they'll be prohibited except to the few elite. So you'll be sharing bicycles. It's not going to be long before you lose private ownership of cars, then you'll be sharing cars for a while. You'll maybe own bicycles, and eventually you get to the point where the Chinese are right now where you share a bike. And you're not even going to be able to share a bike if you don't have good social credit scores. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk a little bit about the trade war that's going on between the U.S. and China. I'm going to tell you how President Trump is holding all the cards. He really is. And you've seen some panic on the stock market. Saw the headline on Drudge yesterday with one tweet. President Trump wiped out $1.5 trillion in the equity markets. Well, let's just understand that the people on the stock market, they make money with volatility. They don't make any money if the stocks go flat, horizontal. They make money when stocks go up. They make money when stock goes down. They're always looking for some reason to buy or sell that they can sell to other people to make the market move in a rapidly upward or downward motion. That's how they make money. They can't make any money if the stocks just stay where they are. So they're always looking to promote volatility. So a lot of that volatility is not President Trump's fault. It's the stock market. It's the nature of the beast. And they really want that to happen. But we're going to talk about the back and forth. Is it good to raise tariffs? I mean, I'm not for raising taxes. But in this particular case, I think President Trump has got the right idea. And I'm going to tell you why I think he's going to win. I'm going to tell you why I think he's already winning on this coming up. But let's talk about this system, because this social credit system is only partially rolled out in China. It's going to be fully implemented in 2020, sometime in 2020. However, they have already blocked 23 million airplane and train tickets as of March of this year, stopping Chinese citizens from moving. This, folks, is why I focus so much on transportation issues. You have to understand this whole UN agenda, 2030 agenda, they sell it as an environmental issue, as a sustainability issue, as a climate change issue. It is about population control. And one of the key aspects of this is to confine you into a small area to make sure that you can't travel. They're already doing this to these people, to make sure that you can't travel much, and to be able to watch everything that you do. I mean, they're setting up the cities to become panopticon prisons. And 5G is a vital technology for that. It's one of the reasons why it hasn't rolled out here in the United States yet. But they've already put the methods of control there. Just as I've said about Facebook and Zuckerberg and all these companies, they came up with the general idea of the internet back in the 1960s. The DARPA scientist J.C.R. Licklider, the psychologist, came up with what he called the intergalactic computer network. Hey, we could use this to psychologically manipulate public opinion and to monitor it. See, that's the other thing. They had propaganda. Yeah, propaganda was very well known. Now, we always think about Goebbels, don't we? Well, actually, Goebbels learned everything that he knew from an American propagandist, Edward Bernays and Woodrow Wilson, those guys. They were the inventors of propaganda. It was an American invention. And the Americans have always been better at it. Madison Avenue, whatever. They've always been at the forefront of propaganda and public opinion manipulation. But the key thing that appealed to the DARPA scientists about the internet was that it gave them the ability to, it wasn't a just a broadcast propaganda, but it allowed them to observe your reactions. And not just in a partial way, you know, not just by going out and doing an occasional survey or questionnaire, whatever. No, just like, you know, Netflix can tell, they don't have to rely on Nielsen ratings to see if people are watching their programs. They know who is watching. They know how long you have watched. They know when you turned it off and so forth. Did they only watch this about 20 minutes through? I mean, you can get all those metrics from YouTube. YouTube knows that, gives that back to you as a user. So they know precisely what you're watching, how much of it you watched, who is watching, who you know, what your political and religious beliefs are, everything about you. That's the whole purpose of the internet. That's the whole purpose of the smart cities, and to control your movement as well. I think a good example of this, I think the best way to understand this and to envision this was one of the episodes of Black Mirror a few years ago. It was called Nosedive, and it had Ron Howard's daughter, Bryce Dallas Howard. She was also, remember, she was in the reboot of Jurassic Park. I don't know, what are they now, two, three of those that they've come out with? But if you look at Black Mirror, just pull up Black Mirror and show a little bit of what this is about. This was the social credit system in this particular thing. This is, say, she's looking at various people there that she's meeting. She's got her phone with her all the time, and she's constantly looking as she's scanning the crowd there at the restaurant. It will focus in on a person, and it will give their credit score. You know, is this person highly rated on social media? If they are, and if you go over to them and they, you know, give you a thumbs up on social media, then your credit rating goes up. If they give you a thumbs down, your social credit rating goes down. Now, in the overall context of this episode, she gets into a series of mishaps. You know, she's working on bumping up her social credit score so she can get into a better neighborhood, a better apartment. That is completely blocked to her, whether she has the money or not, is blocked to her if she doesn't have a certain credit rating. This is exactly what the Chinese social credit score is, exactly this. And so she is blocked from doing that. And so she's working on her social climbing through the social credit network. And then a series of misadventures happens, and she goes into a nosedive, and her whole life collapses and that sort of thing. But the interesting part of it is the actual visualization of how this whole social credit system works. And it is on its way to America. Okay, that's good. Let's leave that there at that point. As they're pointing out in the Australian article talking about this video to celebrate trustworthiness. And again, they're preparing the younger generation for this. And they're doing this in anticipation of the complete rollout of this. It's now partially implemented, but it's going to be fully implemented by next year, by 2020. They've already got cameras all over the place, biometric stuff all over the place. They got people's phones and so forth. As they point out in the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, they say Chinese net citizens. I hate that term. Largely praise the message of the song. Well, you think? You can criticize this. You clearly don't understand what's going on. So they praise the message. The hashtag Integrity Lights Up China that they use to promote the song has racked up 340 million views on Weibo. Music videos have also been made about China's Belt and Road Initiative and also about Huawei. Ooh, Huawei. Huawei, that's right. Well, because, folks, 5G is really how they're going to roll this thing. I think that's why they focused on 2020. To fully implement this, they need to have 5G more fully implemented. And 5G is what's going to bring that here to the United States as well. As I said before, stop calling it 5G. Call it SPY-G. Understand that 5G technology should be rejected for its health concerns. Or it should be rejected completely because of its surveillance and population control aspects. Either one of those by themselves should be sufficient for us to say, we don't want this technology. We don't want this. But when you look at those two factors combined, why in the world are we pushing this? And when you look at what is happening, I mean, the United States is going toe-to-toe over with Britain over this, saying if you put in Huawei's 5G, then you're not going to be our trusted partner. You know, we might not work with you to overthrow our elections in the future or to overthrow other countries. Yeah, good, good. Let's not do that. But it tells you how important, how vital this is, and how it is nothing but a spy technology. It is SPY-G. 5G is SPY-G. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You like Secret 12? This is Secret 12, but twice as strong. So I called it Ultra 12. Most expensive vitamin B12, methylcobalamin, and you put it under your tongue for about a minute. And the longer you can do it, the better. B12, just like clean iodine, is essential. Just like oxygen, just like water. The point is, it's amazing. You need it. It's awesome. And it's the absolute go-to. By the way, it tastes super sweet. So get your X2 and a free bottle of X3 right now. Get the new Secret 12 Plus, or as it's known, Ultra 12, for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And for your wife, wife, your husband, your family, for people that are out working in the field, truck drivers, police officers, especially high-stress folks. This is way better than an energy drink for me. And you take it with something like a Turbo Force or a Brain Force, it just makes it all better. But just experience this. It's right out of Mother Nature, folks. That's pure B12. Show them Asia. Secret 12 now. Ultra 12, double strong. The highest quality. That's right. Fearless and double tough. Ultra 12. Advanced vitamin B12. The ultimate formula at InfoWarsLife.com. And fund the second American Revolution. Stay with us.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Brain Force Plus is a top-tier nootropic. Focus, clarity, energy. But instead of having a 7x markup, we have 150% markup. Right now, it's massively discounted. And when you get a bottle of it at 25% off, you get a free bottle of what is our total bestseller. It's not very profitable because we give it at such a low price, but it's amazing. And that, of course, is Knockout, the ultimate sleep aid. So we've got a way to energize you, ramp you up in a healthy way during the day, and put you deep into that restful, healthy sleep at night. It's the Brain Force and Knockout combo deal. 25% off Brain Force and a free bottle of Knockout together right now. Get the combo and experience both these great products today. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. The Brain Force Plus Knockout combo right now. Get your free bottle today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to continue to take a look at what's going on, what's on the horizon with this spy technology, SpyG. They call it 5G. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Huawei, the war between the U.S. and the U.S. government, their concerns about Huawei. And we're also going to talk about the trade war. This is going to be coming up in this segment and the next. Before we go back to that real quickly, I want to tell you how you can stand with us as our sponsor as we fight for our ability to remain open as a vital part, I think, of the free press. Have an independent, uncontrolled, uncensored voice. And we will not be controlled. That's why we have been pulled out by Zuckerberg and Facebook and the intelligence surveillance people that are really the true government here in this country. I mean, it's amazing what is being set up here. We're talking about the social credit scores of China, this massive technology control grid. You know, going back to the 1970s, Zbigniew Brzezinski talked about the elite technocracy that was going to usher in global government. Well, it's here now. It's coming. And it's rolling out very quickly. We are not going to be silenced by them as long as you remain our sponsors. We make that possible and try to help you sponsor us by putting a lot of products on sale. Let me tell you about some of the products that are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. That's where you can support us. We have Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off. We have $50 off both the Alexa Pure Breeze and the Alexa Pure Pro, both of those $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze, of course, is our air filter for internal use. And it's a great way to keep the air in your home clean. Our homes are locked up pretty tightly to try to make them efficient for heating and for cooling, but that also keeps contaminants that are generated or outgassed confined and concentrated. So this is a great way to take it out. It's silent. It's very effective. It's very attractive looking, and it's now $50 off. We also have the Alexa Pure Pro. That's the gravity feed water filter. You're constantly seeing news breaking items about contamination in water supply, whether you're on a urban water supply like Flint, Michigan, or whether you're out in a rural area and you have your own well tapping into an aquifer. Anything can appear in a water system, whether it's city or whether it's county, and you're not going to be informed about it for quite some time. This has been the one thing that is common. If you have a spill or you have contamination, it takes a very long time for them to get the word out to the public. So always be proactive. Always make sure that your water is filtered. And if you take a look at the site, you'll see all of the many contaminants and how effectively Alexa Pure Pro filters those out of there. $50 off of that. We have 50% off all apparel. And we have a couple of other specials. We got Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine for free. When you buy our new, we brought this back, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine is backed by popular demand. We now have that 25% off, and you can get a bottle of Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine for free when you buy that. We have a new product, Ultra 12, twice as much vitamin B12 as Secret 12, and it is 50% off. Finally, we have a special just for the listeners of this program. You can get 10% off of Wake Up America Coffee. Just use the code WAKEUP to save 10% off of the 100% organic Wake Up America coffee. We have that in two different blends. We have a Patriot blend and an immune support blend. Just enter the code WAKEUP to get 10% off of that 100% organic Wake Up America coffee. And I'll just tell you also, you can follow and get the archives of this program. YouTube, we now have a name for that, which youtube.com/libertarian, LIBERTY. T-A-R-I-N, Libertarian. You can also find me on Twitter, the same handle. Follow and subscribe to those two feeds to see archives of the full show and different subjects that are broken out into separate videos there. You can also find that content on Infowars.com/David-Knight-Show. Let's get back to the surveillance, the massive surveillance that is rolling out in China. At the beginning of the program, I read the little bit from Wired Magazine. This is up on the Drudge Report, Inside China's Massive Surveillance Operation. Now, Wired Magazine and CNN are not really talking about this from the same perspective that I'm talking about it, obviously, right? They don't necessarily come after the surveillance system per se. What they're coming after, their angle, is that China is coming after Muslims. That's their angle. They're not really sounding the alarm on this dystopian Orwellian system that has already got the groundwork laid in our American social media dictatorships. But as I pointed out at the beginning of the show, the woman says, well, yeah, I remember the first time I got a smartphone. That was back in 2011. 2 years later, in 2013, I downloaded WeChat, which is the Chinese social messaging app. And about that time, we started hearing rumors that the government is going to track your location through your phone. Yeah, right. She didn't believe him at first. This is called geospatial intelligence. This has been the fastest growing aspect of U.S. intelligence. It's where James Clapper spent most of his career before he became director of national intelligence. Geospatial intelligence. There are sub areas of geospatial intel. The geospatial intelligence conferences that they have every year, 4,000 or 5,000 people every year. go to this conference. And they have activity-based intelligence. They have human domain analytics so that they can master the human domain. Remember Jade Helm? It's all about people control. It's about anticipatory intelligence, to anticipate in a pre-crime way. Think about Minority Report. To anticipate what you're going to do, to anticipate who their enemies, who their political enemies are going to be, and to proactively take them out. And so this has been around for a long time. It's not a theory. I mean, that was very old by the time people started advancing that theory in 2013. In 2016, the police started making routine checks at her home. Her husband was regularly called to the police station. They told him that they were suspicious of his WeChat activity. And eventually the children began to cower in fear of the police. Now, that is bad enough as it is, right? Except they don't really focus on that dystopian use of technology in Wired magazine. Instead, they quickly pivot to the fact that this is affecting mostly the Muslim ethnic minority. So this is a Muslim persecution issue for them. It's not a technology out of control issue. Same thing you see from CNN. Security cameras and barbed wire living amid fear and oppression in Xinjiang. CNN. Their backpacks, their school notebooks sit waiting for their return. A toy bear lies on the bed. Their clothes hang neatly in the closet. The girl's grandmother says she can't bring herself to change it. She said the clothes still smell like them. These two young children, ages 8 and 7, left their home in Kazakhstan with their mother in 2017. They traveled to China. They plan to take a course in makeup application and to visit her parents in the western border region of Xinjiang. Ultimately, they were arrested by the Chinese authorities. They were taken to forced labor facilities where they are earning pitiful wages, unable to contact family back in Kazakhstan for fear of being sent back into detention and so forth. This is the plight, they said, of Muslim ethnic minorities. This is CNN. See, CNN doesn't run stories like this about Christians. They don't run stories like this about the Falun Gong. That has been going on for decades to Christians, to Falun Gong, to political opponents of the Chinese Communist Party. They have completely turned a blind eye to all of that. They're only talking about this dystopian technology a little bit in Wired magazine because this is now being spun as Muslim persecution. See that? I mean, you got CNN here. You know, maybe they should read this and think about that. Oh, yeah, Darcy. Oliver Darcy knows all about this. He's probably he's hoping that he's going to have all the social media credits. It's the rest of us that'll get sent to the barbed wire prisons and so forth. All right, this is what's absolutely reprehensible about mainstream media. This is why you don't want to get your news from mainstream media. They'll take something as dangerous and as pervasive, as global as this technological dystopia that's being rolled out against everyone globally. And they will completely ignore the global implications of it for all people. And they'll say, oh, look at this. The poor Muslims are being affected. And they'll turn it into a story of Muslim persecution and racism and ethnic cleansing and so forth. Yeah, they are one of the groups that are being targeted. But believe me, when they restrict 23 million Chinese people from traveling on planes or trains in the last year, this is not simply a case of Muslim persecution. They don't want you to see the stuff about 5G because Wired Magazine and CNN are all about that. You're not going to see anything but gee whiz articles about, oh, look at this wonderful, oh, you'll be able to download a movie in just a couple of seconds, an HD version of a movie in just a couple of seconds. And what are they going to be uploading about you? About all of your biometrics, all of your activity, using that to put a complete control grid on society. We'll be right back.
Stacy in the great state of Texas. In FEMA Region 6, you're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that I trust. you know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins. They don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force. So I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now, we're bringing you an all-new version to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Take advantage of the superior form of B12 and head to InfoWarsStore.com today. Get Ultra 12, now at 50% off.
You like Secret 12? This is Secret 12, but twice as strong, so I called it Ultra 12. And we decided I liked Secret 12 Plus, but they said, look, when you do Plus, people don't get that it means better and more. Just call it Ultra 12. Well, you know what? I don't like how the label's printed. And it just so happens it had already been labeled with the other. We decided to change the name. So when you peel off the label, underneath it, it's Secret 12 Plus. Twice as strong, 50% off right now. Better than Secret 12 ever was. InfoWarsStore.com, now back in stock after 4 months, sold out.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to talk briefly about 5G, because this is why they're waiting to roll this out in China 2020 next year in its totality. And it's what they're waiting for to roll this system of social credit score, total surveillance out on us as well. And so we see this competition between the U.S. and Huawei. You know, it's been, it's gotten a lot of attention. And of course, the U.S. is threatening the U.K. over using Huawei for their 5G spying technology needs. This is the amazing thing about this to me. People will focus on this competition between the U.S. and Huawei. Say, oh, you can't have this here because, you know, Huawei, that's very dangerous to be able to tell everything we're doing. It's like, well, I'm sorry, but I don't want to see that kind of power in the hands of the American government either. I'm as worried about that as I am the Chinese government, or maybe even more, because the Chinese government doesn't have the ability, whatever they know or don't like about me, they don't have the ability to stop me from getting a job or stop me from having a home or stop me from getting any credit or stop me from even being able to travel, even to rent a bicycle, which is what they're doing to people in China. Can't rent a bicycle. I mean, talk about getting locked down. That's why they call it Sidewalk Labs. That's why Google calls it Sidewalk Labs. Sidewalk Labs is their test that they've got running up in Toronto. Google went in and decided that they would set up one of these smart cities, the UN agenda for 2030. That's they'll have everybody in the cities by 20. They'll have the 5G to start rolling out this year and next year in a big way. By 2030, they hope to have everybody under their thumb in the smart cities. And so Google, which already controls, one of the big controllers of the internet, of cyberspace, wants to be able to control urban space, physical space for everybody. So they've set up this test in Toronto. They call it Sidewalk Labs because, you know, if you don't have the proper credits, you won't even be able to rent a bicycle. You'll be hoofing it on the sidewalk. And they've got a lab to make sure that's going to happen. Some of the touchy-feely environmental liberal types in Toronto that were so eager to sign up for this agenda. This is the way this is going to roll. They don't understand what's going on. Oh yeah, we'd love to help set up a sustainable environmentally sustainable city. And so they sign on to this. And now you got a lot of them bailing out because they said they're going to be watching and reporting everything we do. They're even going to be taking a look at our garbage that we throw away. How about that, AOC? The garbage disposal will even be under the control of Google. They'll even be looking at what you flush down your sink. No, seriously, they said, you know, they're even looking at our garbage. They're tracking us everywhere we go, and they're monetizing it right now. But one of the ways that they're going to monetize that is to sell it to the government. See, if they give that stuff over to the government will give them some cash. It'll make sure that they get certain government contracts. It'll make sure that they have monopoly status. That's the way this all works. That's the thing that concerns me. As I've said many times, I don't really care about Facebook selling information about me so somebody can try to sell me a car or even a bar of soap. But I have a problem with them selling that information to the government so the government can control me, can identify me in a pre-crime anticipatory way as a potential enemy of the state. That's what I have a problem with. It being monetized for geospatial intelligence. So when you look at this, there's an article on Zero Hedge by Craig Murray talking about the Huawei hypocrisy. That an individual who was just fired because they had a telephone billing record showing it had a phone call with a Telegraph journalist. They said, are you kidding me? In an environment where we've got the NSA spending $14 billion just to do nothing but communication intercept, where the UK equivalent of that is 1.2 billion pounds, of which 10% is also paid by the NSA.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about China trade. I got one more thing to say, however, while we're talking about 5G, as I call it, spy G. That alone ought to be enough for us to stop this dangerous technology. I've talked before, however, about how there are many health concerns as well. Those two things together, why are we even talking about this? And yet, what we are talking about is not whether or not we're going to have it. No, that's not even going to be debated. What's going to be debated is who gets to spy on us. Will it be China or our own government? And this is why Craig Murray, writing in Zero Hedge, talks about the Huawei hypocrisy. He says, all this is a big deal now between the U.S. and the U.K., The U.S. is putting a lot of pressure on the U.K. to not go with Huawei. They've shut down Huawei essentially here in the United States. They went to Canada. You saw the one of the CEOs, one of the Chinese elite arrested there. Then you saw a lot of Canadian citizens arrested in retaliation by the Chinese communists. Pompeo has warned the U.K. that Huawei 5G could, if they go with it, could put their defense cooperation with the U.S. at risk. And his opening remarks that he made with Jeremy Hunt, the U.K. Foreign Secretary, said, well, we discussed it at some length, the importance of secure 5G networks. I'll have a little more to say on that this afternoon, but I'm confident that each of our two nations will choose a path which will ensure security of our networks. And so when we look at this, understand that the U.S., the UK, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, part of the Five Eyes Alliance, the five big English-speaking countries, and an alliance of surveillance technology. And as Craig Murray points out, the NSA has a budget of $14.2 billion this year. In the UK, their equivalent, the GCHQ, has a budget of 1.2 billion pounds. And 10% of that is paid by the NSA. And the whole purpose of the NSA is nothing but communication interception. He says it's really amazing, and it really is. You know, when we look at what was revealed by Ed Snowden, I mean, we had whistleblowers immediately after 9/11, William Binney, Thomas Drake, Kirk Wearby, others, blow the whistle on illegal dragnet surveillance by the NSA. They said they're looking at everybody. As Rand Paul said, you know, they went to the FISA court, this wonderful FISA court that we're now hearing more about. And they got a warrant for Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. And as Rand Paul said, that's not the way it works. You're supposed to be specific. You can't get a search warrant for Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. The Constitution says you are specific about who you're going after, why you're going after them, where you're going to take stuff from them. That's the way a search warrant is supposed to work. It's supposed to be specific. This kind of dragnet warrant is not something new. It's something that's just been made more dangerous with the technology. They knew about this. That's why the founders of this country put the Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, all of the amendments in to protect us against this kind of tyranny, against star chamber courts and warrantless searches and so forth. General warrants had been done before, but now they're much more dangerous because of the technology that backs this up. We've never seen anything like this. As a matter of fact, George Orwell never dreamed of anything like this. William Binney, when I interviewed him, who spent decades watching authoritarian countries like East Germany and the Stasi, he said this is far worse than anything that the Stasi ever had. And he spent decades observing them in detail as global technical head of the NSA. So he and others warned us about this right after 9/11. Nobody would pay any attention to them. They went through official channels. Nobody in the government cared. Nobody in Congress cared any more than they cared about James Clapper's lies. They didn't care enough about that to charge him with perjury. But of course, now you got Senator Richard Burr, who coincidentally is head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, who decides that he wants to try to get a process crime against Donald Trump Jr. Never was interested in coming after James Clapper, who committed perjury about something of substance. But even after there's no collusion, after a multiple year investigation, the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee wants to come after Donald Trump Jr. And so we see all the mechanism and all the people and all the institutions that were involved in trying to overthrow President Trump in our election are the people who have been spying on us for 20 years, openly doing this. After nobody paid any attention to the NSA whistleblowers, one of them, Thomas Drake, leaked some information to the press. Then they tried to create security leaks against him. And after watching the way they persecuted Benny and Drake and others, that's why Ed Snowden did it the way that he did. And what we learned of that was that they have these programs called PRISM where they can data mine the information that they collect. We saw Vault 7 put out by WikiLeaks that showed how, showed the owner's manual for the, you know, surveillance of people and how they could spoof being a foreign country. You know, they've got software in there to, you know, they have a program where they can make it appear that they are Russia or North Korea or China or Iran, or any number of rogue countries. They can do all kinds of cyber hacking and make it appear that it's coming from Russia or North Korea or China or whatever. That was all out as part of the Vault 7. And so Craig Murray says, it really astonishes me that after all that was leaked out by Snowden, that people still manage to avoid the cognitive dissonance that goes with really understanding how much we are surveilled and listened to already before they even put in the 5G technology. And so to talk about all this kind of stuff and to have this guy fired because they found out that he had a phone call with a Telegraph journalist, it's because of course he would have been Yeah, to say that he's not being listened to by the NSA, by GCHQ and so forth, that's nonsense. But you have the U.S. threatening the U.K., saying, we will do the spying, not China. And all this is in an environment where we've got the TSA about to roll out facial recognition, where in London, where they have rolled it out, they have a 96% fail. 96% of the time, they identify the public as potential criminals when they aren't. The trials so far have cost more than £222,000 in London. Yeah, so we're looking at about, what, $300,000 or something like that? It's about 1.3, the ratio. You've got a D.C. area radio station is now being told to register as a Russian agent. This is how this is rolling out. Singapore has enacted fake news laws. Who gets to decide what is true and what is fake? See, this is the rat hole that we're going down, the dystopia that we're setting up, and the technology is making it incredibly dangerous. All right, when we come back, we've got to take a quick break here in a couple of minutes. Let's get into this a little bit. We've got the Chinese trade issue that has now come to fruition. Over the weekend, President Trump started tweeting out, well, it looks like China is not going to go along with the trade agreements that we've had. It was put out by Reuters that China backtracked on nearly all the aspects of the U.S. trade deal. So that was tweeted out over the weekend. And then the deadline was really yesterday. Now, as of today, President Trump has increased tariffs to China. What does that mean for our economy? Is that good news? Is it bad news? Well, we've got some clues about that. We're going to talk about some charts that show that President Trump is holding all the cards. He's holding the Trump cards. We're going to talk about what has happened in the wake of the steel and aluminum tariffs. Remember, that was done about a year ago. What has that done to the economy? Have we melted down? Remember all the panic from the financial community? Remember how Gary Cohen, the Goldman Sachs banker that Trump said, yeah, he's kind of a globalist, how he resigned over that stuff? Did it really hurt the economy? No. Uh-uh. No, we're going to break down those metrics for you. We're going to tell you what's ahead with this China tariff fight. We're going to talk about coming wars, and we're going to talk about even about women. Do they prefer Trump or Biden? Michelle Obama is going to be upset about the answer to that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every info warrior loves. Powered by iodine and nano silver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silversol in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, let's talk about the China-Trump trade dispute. Again, it began over the weekend. As Reuters point out, there was diplomatic cable from Beijing that arrived a week ago on Friday, late night. They said it had systemic edits to a nearly 150-page draft trade agreement that would blow up months of negotiations between the world's two largest economies, according to three U.S. government sources and three private sector sources briefed on the talks. And again, this is what they reported last Saturday. They said the document was riddled with reversals by China that undermined core U.S. demands. What were those demands, according to Reuters? They said China deleted commitments to things like theft of U.S. intellectual property. That's been a big part of the Chinese business plan, part of the Chinese price, as they say. Stealing intellectual property, copyrights, and so forth. Also, forced technology transfers. That's one of the ways that they steal the intellectual property. If you wanted to, for example, General Motors opened up an automotive plant in China. They wanted to, it's a big market. The Chinese people were rapidly improving their standard of living. They were going to be able to buy cars, small cars, but still they're going to be able to buy cars. GM, like all the other car companies, wanted to get in on that. And so as a result, they were required to do a couple of things. Number one, they had to manufacture all the cars in China. Number two, they had to partner with a Chinese company, which of course is going to be run by Chinese Communist Party members. And what they discovered was, lo and behold, as they were about to roll out their newly designed Chinese car, that they, you know, it's a small car that they designed specifically for the Chinese market, downsized, not the typical car like you would get in America or Europe. It was a small car. As they were ready to roll that out, they discovered that about a month or two before they were going to roll that car out, there was an exact identical car that was being manufactured by another Chinese company. So they were forced to partner with these Chinese communist members and their company. These people stole the plans and set up a factory to start manufacturing this, probably with much lower quality, before they were able to get their product to the market. So the theft of intellectual property, China said, nah, we're not going to do anything about that. The theft of trade secrets, the forced technology transfers, nah, we're not going to do anything about that. Not going to change anything about our competition policy or our access to financial services. And we're not going to stop the currency manipulation. That's the key, a key thing. Currency manipulation. That's a big part of the China price. But all these things are part of the China price. Along with things like slave labor. You know, right now they're, it's not just, they've got a burgeoning slave labor market. Because, you know, they're not just going after Christians and Falun Gong and political opponents, but now they can also go after the Muslims. And now the mainstream media has noticed. Didn't care about it before. Anyway, President Trump responded in a tweet on Sunday morning, vowing to raise tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, anywhere from 10 to 25% by today, to put pressure on them. And so that made the stock market get shaky all this week. Reuters reports, one private sector source briefed on the talks said that the last round of negotiations had gone very poorly because, quote, China got greedy. China reneged on a dozen things, if not more, said the source. The talks were so bad that the real surprise is that it took Trump until Sunday to blow up. After 20 years of having their way with the U.S., China still appears to be miscalculating with this administration, said the source. And so this has been the situation for the entire week. President Trump tweeted out on Monday, he said, the U.S. has been losing for many years $600 to $800 billion a year on trade. With China, we lose $500 billion a year. Sorry, we're not going to be doing that anymore. And I'm very happy that he's doing that. That's very important. It's a great win, really. Trump doubles down, says we're not going to lose to Beijing anymore. It supports the view, writes Zero Hedge, that given the market's robust performance since the start of the year, Trump feels that he has a latitude to ratchet up the pressure on Beijing given the strength of the labor market and first quarter GDP, gross domestic product. One individual tweeted out, FX Macro, said if China was waiting to see if Trump would walk it back, he's not going to. And, of course, that was on Monday, and, of course, he did not walk it back. And they didn't walk back their redactions by yesterday. So now the tariffs are on. Now, you've seen the headlines, $1.5 trillion wiped out of the equity market. And, again, when I look at that, it's like, who cares, really, seriously? It's the volatility that the stock market wants. They only make, as I said before, they only make money if the stock market goes up or goes down. They don't make any money when it goes sideways, if the stocks don't change. So the people who are manipulating the stock market, and understand it is a rigged game. It's a combination of a rigged casino and the popular madness of crowds. I learned that the hard way. You know, they say experience is an expense at school. I lost a lot of money in the stock market years ago. But I'm not alone. He had Sir Isaac Newton, a guy who laid out, you know, most of the fundamental aspects of physics, along with calculus. He was able to map out the movements of the tides, but he couldn't figure out the stock markets. He lost a fortune and all of that because of the popular delusion and madness of crowds. Also the rigging of the stock market. So, you know, they have a vested interest in Wall Street. In terms of promoting panic, that's how they make money. But you see the headlines, $1.5 trillion wiped out by one tweet from President Trump. Well, no, that's not really what happened. Not what happened at all. It's President Trump standing up firmly to China. And good for him for doing that. I wish President Trump would do this kind of firm standing up to the Democrats over the border. I wish he would be that determined over the border. And so the question is, is this something we have to be concerned about? Breitbart had a article yesterday, as this was about to hit. They said the tariff scare. The narrative about that has really collapsed because the data shows that there hasn't been any dire consequences from the tariffs that were put on last year with steel and aluminum, if you remember. Trump's declaration that tariffs on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods would rise to 25% today revived claims that the import taxes hurt U.S. consumers and businesses. However, that hasn't been the case on the steel and aluminum tariffs that were put in a year ago. And remember, we had massive fallout. Remember all the panic in the financial community and Wall Street? How Gary Cohn, Goldman Sachs guy, I mean, they gave him, what they give him? It's $200-something million, golden parachute to join the Trump administration. They had high hopes for Gary Cohn because the open trade issue is bread and butter to these Goldman Sachs people. Just like they don't want a cure for any diseases. They want to keep this chronic pain going. They want the chronic cancer of the China price. They want to keep that going. All the dire predictions about aluminum and steel didn't happen. And I'm going to tell you when we come back how President Trump has already won this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
BrainForce Plus is a top-tier nootropic. Focus, clarity, energy. But instead of having a 7x markup, we have 150% markup. Right now, it's massively discounted. And when you get a bottle of it at 25% off, you get a free bottle of what is our total bestseller. It's not very profitable because we give it at such a low price, but it's amazing. And that, of course, is Knockout Ultimate Sleep Aid. So we've got a way to energize you, ramp you up in a healthy way during the day, and put you deep into that restful, healthy sleep at night. It's the Brain Force and Knockout combo deal. 25% off Brain Force and a free bottle of Knockout together right now. Get the combo and experience both these great products today. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. The Brain Force Plus Knockout combo right now. Get your free bottle today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You like Secret 12? This is Secret 12, but twice as strong. So I called it Ultra 12. Most expensive vitamin B12, methylcobalamin, and you put it under your tongue for about a minute. And the longer you can do it, the better. B12, just like clean iodine, is essential. Just like oxygen, just like water. The point is, it's amazing. You need it. It's awesome. And it's the absolute go-to. By the way, it tastes super sweet. So get your X2 and a free bottle of X3 right now. Get the new Secret 12 Plus, or as it's known, Ultra 12, for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And for your
your wife, your husband, your family, for people that are out working in the field, truck drivers, police officers, especially high-stress folks. This is way better than an energy drink for me. And you take it with something like a Turbo Force or a Brain Force, it just makes it all better. But just experience this. That's right out of Mother Nature, folks. That's pure B12. So amazing. Secret 12 now. Ultra 12, double strong. The highest quality. That's right. Fearless and double tough. Ultra 12. Advanced vitamin B12. The ultimate formula at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the second American Revolution. Stay with us.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at tariffs. Is this the beginning of Tariff-mageddon? That's what one economist called it. Tariff-mageddon. Everything's going to melt down. We got $1.5 trillion of equity taken off, but it'll come back. Don't worry about it. It's just paper trading. There's people taking profits and so forth. Yeah, tariffs are taxes. So, you know, you think it's not a good thing, right? Except that in this particular case, we haven't really seen any increases in prices because of the tariffs that were put on steel and aluminum a year ago. Why do you think that is? You know, why hasn't that filtered through? Because, you know, we know that corporations don't pay taxes. They pass that through to the consumers. Except the tariffs are actually a tax that is put on a protectionist country like China, for example. And so even though the U.S. companies that are importing products from China, you know, if the price went up, they would pass that along to the consumers. We haven't seen that. And here's the reasons we haven't seen that. Number one, we've seen the Chinese government put in more subsidies. And number two, they have manipulated their currency to make sure that goes away. So I don't even really know that we're going to see any effect on this because they're going to be manipulating their currency. Now, in the long term, it's going to work to the disadvantage of China. And we'll show you why here in just a moment. But we had yesterday some information come out of the Producer Price Index came out of the Labor Department. They showed that both the monthly and annual increases were lower than expected. They showed price increases decelerating from prior month. So it's not happening. We're not seeing big inflation in those particular products or just in general either. This actually strengthens President Trump's hand. As Breitbart points out, what this suggests is that tariffs haven't had a very big impact on prices in the United States, and it shouldn't be surprising. The tariffs put on aluminum and steel have led to U.S. metal producers expanding their capacity. That's the intended purpose, by the way. To make sure that we start producing things here in America instead of being reliant upon China, instead of exporting all of our industry there. I mean, I heard for the longest time, I heard from the free trade, as I like to call it. I don't like to use that term again because if the Chinese are requiring that you have to manufacture in their country, if they're requiring that you have to have communist party members on your board of directors, if they're stealing your intellectual property, if they're manipulating their currency, I don't see that as free trade. How in the world can you call that free trade? It's not. It's just that they're the ones who are free to do whatever they want, and they are managing the trade. And I don't think we should be exporting our industry. The arguments that I heard for decades, you know, we heard all this stuff when we're talking about NAFTA and everything, heard this this is an argument that's still being used by the Cato Institute, Reason, a lot of libertarian economists. Well, if they're willing to work for cheap, let's let them work for cheap, right? And what that really means is if the Chinese communist elite are willing to enslave their population, let's let them. That'd be great. And so we can export our factories. We can import foreign labor that's cheap. Because it's not just the communist elite that'll make a lot of money. It's the Koch brothers that'll make a lot of money. And they don't care if this country burns down. A lot of people, as they were pushing back against that in the 90s, were saying, we're not going to continue to be a wealthy country if we just start doing each other's laundry. if we're only going to have a service economy. Service economy can be good, and you can make a lot of money in a service economy, but you have to have a manufacturing base. Then you have to have a manufacturing base in order to maintain your independence, your freedom, your ability to defend yourself from foreign countries and so forth. So they're talking about how this has really not materialized, all of these concerns about tariffs on steel and aluminum. And then there's a article from Zero Hedge, why Trump has all of the leverage in China in just three charts. You know, we buy way more from them than they buy from us. That's really, that's not even in their charts. I mean, when you go into a situation and say, well, you know, you raise tariffs against us and we'll stop buying your products. It's like, you're not buying any of our stuff now. They send over gigantic ships filled with stuff to sell in the United States, and those ships go back empty. They're not buying anything from us. That's the problem. That's how we get a $400 billion deficit with them. You know, it's 80% of our deficit is with that one country. And I tweeted out yesterday the quote, and I've seen it attributed to various sources. Some people said it was John Maynard Keynes. Some people said it was Andrew Carnegie. I don't know who said it first. But the bottom line is, if you owe the bank $100, goes the quote, if you owe the bank $100, you got a problem. But if you owe the bank $100 million, the bank's got a problem. President Trump understands that. I mean, this goes back to the news that we've been talking about all week about the New York Times. It's like, oh, look, he went bankrupt in the mid-90s. Well, you know how he got out of that. The banks had the problem. Because he owed the banks billions of dollars, not $100 million. He owed them billions of dollars because of the real estate crash and so forth. And he used that as leverage against because then the banks had the bigger problem than President Trump did. So Donald Trump used that as leverage against the banks because that was their problem. They were going to go out of business if they foreclosed, so they had to work with him. And the same situation is true with China. See, we got a $419 billion deficit last year with China. We are holding all the cards. If they want to go into a trade war, if they want to stop buying stuff from us and we stop buying stuff from them, who's hurt by that? They are, of course. But there's more to it than that. As the Zero Hedge article points out, those curious about who is more impacted by the sudden re-escalation in trade hostilities between the U.S. and China can get a quick answer by looking at the market reaction to Sunday's unexpected news. Now, this is the beginning of the week. This is on Monday. While the S&P was down on Monday, barely 1%, after President Trump had tweeted out, hey, this looks like this is going to collapse, Chinese stocks plunged by 6%. And then when you take a look at the chart that was put out by Deutsche Bank, it says, well, it's really more important for both it shows that the U.S. and Europe are much more important for China's economy than China is for the U.S. and Europe. When you take a look, pull up that chart. There you go. Look at that chart. There's three different scenarios. The first scenario is, okay, let's say that there's a 1% increase in China's GDP. How does that affect the U.S. and Europe? Well, not by much. The next column there, what happens if you get a 1% increase in Europe? Well, it shows that the U.S. goes up even less, and China goes up a good bit. But then, if you have a 1% increase in the U.S., what happens? Europe and China go way up, way up. It's much better. If our economy does better, it is far better for Europe and China than if their economies do better. That's Deutsche Bank putting that up. Number two, the U.S. is now actively contemplating the launch of MMT. This is modern monetary theory. And again, President Trump has hinted about this, saying, well, it's just money. You know, we don't really care what the deficit is. I think that is a very dangerous position. Danger, Will Robinson, danger. What you're doing now, and they point this out, you're putting a really naked power play on the U.S. currency, the petrodollar being the world's reserve currency. That puts us also at the mercy of the Saudis. That's dangerous. It's also dangerous because everybody understands that. And China and Russia and all these other countries are working very hard to remove the reserve currency status. That would be disastrous for this country. But if we use that as a weapon, they may take it away. Nevertheless, we can use that as a weapon. And that would be very effective. So we could basically China, and if you look at that chart, China has basically already maxed out their ability to borrow because they are not the world's reserve currency. They have flatlined over the last 3 years. They can't put any more debt on there. They've maxed it out. They're at almost three times. Their debt to GDP ratio is almost 300%. So they haven't got anywhere to go. All right, when we come back, we'll take a quick look at what's going on with abortion. There's some major news coming up. We'll be right back.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain. Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Our powerful line of fluoride-free products is the perfect gift for yourself or others who are exploring a healthier, happier lifestyle. With options ranging from toothpaste to oral spray, it's easy to find the perfect option for you. Super Blue Toothpaste is the fan favorite fluoride-free toothpaste that every InfoWarrior loves. Powered by iodine and nanosilver, it's designed to deliver a powerful clean while supporting good oral health and fresh breath. Available in two refreshing flavors. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Super Blue Immune Gargle is the only option for on-the-go immune system support like no other. With the scientifically proven patented ingredient Silver Soul in three different sizes, you can take it wherever you go. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue products. Don't miss out on revolutionizing your morning routine. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get our line of Super Blue products today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. There's been some major abortion news this week that I haven't covered. I don't want to be lumped into the same group as CNN, NBC, ABC, the people who ignore really egregious things that are said to people over this abortion issue, and also about some developments on the legislative side of this. So we're going to take a look at this real quickly in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because as we've been talking about free speech, as we've been talking about the technological oppression, the social credit score system, and how it is ramping up in China, how it is already here in the form of social media, it's already being used to punish Alex Jones, InfoWars, to punish people who do not talk negatively about us. You talk positively about us, oh, they're going to try to punish you. Began with a Babylon Bee satire site about Facebook sending out its SWAT team to confiscate people who are found guilty of having a massive quantity of conservative views in their home. That's basically what's going on. But that's where it's going to ultimately wind up. It's going to be physical. It's going to be physical in the smart cities. It's going to be physical in places like the Sidewalk Lab that Google is running, and as we already see in China. But folks, if you want to support your freedom, you have to support your free speech, and you have to support the free press. And many of you have done that. We're very grateful for that. You are our sponsors. They're shutting down conservative sites' ability to monetize the news and so forth. You know, we have to eat as well. But they've shut down the ability of these various sites, as I pointed out over a week ago, the attempt to set up an economic boycott. That got rolled back as we exposed the fraud behind that. But it's only temporary. They're going to come back again. They've done this a lot. So we have gone directly to you with the products we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. You are our sponsors. And we try to make that easy for you. We've got a lot of sales and specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a two-week food supply, just $67. And again, that is storable food. You can store it for up to 25 years. It is non-GMO. It's made in America. It's great packaging. You can reseal it to keep it preserved for a short period of time after you initially open it. Just $67 for a two-week food supply. We have Ultimate Bone Broth, 50% off. We have $50 off both the Alexa Pure Air Filter and the Alexa Pure Gravity Feed Water Filters. We have 50% off all apparel. We have 50% off our new Ultra 12. That's our new vitamin B12. It's got twice as much B12 as our previous vitamin B12 product, Secret 12. And you can get that at 50% off as well. Finally, we have an exclusive special for the listeners of this program. You can save 10% off of Wake Up America coffee. That's our 100% organic coffee. We have that available in two different blends, Patriot Blend or Immune Support Blend. You can get 10% off. Just use the code WAKEUP at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com to save 10% off of Wake Up America organic coffee. Yes, and also on YouTube, we have, just reminded by Travis, we have our YouTube channel up, Libertarian. You can find that at youtube.com/Libertarian. You can also find me on Twitter at Libertarian. Make sure that you follow and subscribe to those channels. That's where we have the archives for this program. You'll also find the archives at InfoWars.com/David-Knight-Show. Okay, let's go back to, let's take a look at abortion. You know, we have, we were talking earlier in the program about Jeff Bezos and his Blue Moon program and how he wants to get into space. I said, do you really want to go into space for this guy that won't let people take bathroom breaks? And of course, one of the things that he's now being accused of at Amazon, you have seven women who are suing Amazon for wrongful termination. They allege that they were, these seven female warehouse employees claim that they were fired after they got pregnant. And of course, there's been other reports about how artificial intelligence is being used to fire people, you know, constantly measuring their metrics. I guess if they take too long of a bathroom break or too many of them, maybe that's the issue with pregnant women, then they're going to fire them, right? And of course, they're suing for wrongful termination. Question is, can babies sue for wrongful termination? Well, we haven't had any cases like that, have we? As a matter of fact, we had Christina Quinn go on CNN and had this to say. This is the rallying cry of the abortion left. Let's play video clip number three.
When a woman gets pregnant, that is not a human being inside of her. It's part of her body.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's not a human being, right? So, you know, Mary's going to have a little lamb eventually, right? I mean, that argument has been settled. You know, the whole idea is, oh, well, it's human. We even have the abortionists say, well, it is human. But not CNN. They're not going to admit that the baby is human. They will deny, typically what they do is they deny the personhood of a baby. Except that, you know, sometimes it's a different sex, sometimes it's a different blood type. It is a separate human being. But you're not going to get the left to admit to that. As a matter of fact, we have a feminist in UNC Chapel Hill, not too far from where I used to live in North Carolina. A woman allegedly punching a pro-life group's intern at the at UNC Chapel Hill. This is an organization called Created Equal, because it really is about personhood. It goes back to the same discussion we had about slavery and the Dred Scott decision. Created Equal was at UNC to show large signs depicting the gruesome reality of abortion. And this 19-year-old, Jillian Alexandra Ward, identified by UNC, allegedly hit a woman in the face and the stomach with her fist. Let's play that clip.
You're a terrible person.
You're a terrible person. You're trying to save babies from being ripped into pieces.
Can you call a cop?
Hi, I'm at the pit. There's a woman that just punched my friend.
She said, this is wrong. This is triggering. Yeah, she was triggered all right. It's a good thing she didn't have a gun. She would have pulled the trigger on that as well. And she came up and said, did you put these signs up? And then as soon as I said yes, then you saw the video where she goes running straight at him, repeatedly punching and kicking a woman in the face and the stomach with her fists. But, of course, the big story that I haven't talked about all week, I think, is what happened with the Pennsylvania State Representative Brian Sims in Philadelphia. And this has gone viral on social media, but of course it has not been covered by any of the mainstream media, not ABC, NBC, CBS, and none of the national programs picked this up. It's kind of interesting when you stop and think about it. Commentator on social media said, well, you know, all it took was one smirk from a conservative teen in a MAGA hat at a pro-life rally. You know, that was Nicholas Sandman. Just one smirk. He didn't say anything, just kind of smirked. This guy, you know, eventually learned he was the one who was being trolled, being attacked. But it was because it was verbal harassment from the Democrat that was there. But they didn't show that. But just one smirk, and all of the mainstream media just melted down for a couple of weeks. But take a look at what this Pennsylvania state representative did in Philadelphia that they didn't think was newsworthy.
Question. Go ahead and run that. How many children have you clothed today? I'm sorry, I missed your answer. How many children have you clothed today? How about how many children have you put shoes on their feet today? Have you fed any children today, or have you just stood out in front of a Planned Parenthood shaming people for something that they have a constitutional right to do? Huh? If you're here about the children,
and this goes on and on and on. And then he talks about women's health and so forth. Let me tell you how concerned they are about women's health and how concerned that they are about putting clothes on children's feet and so forth. Has this guy ever adopted anybody? Had any kids? No. No, he hasn't done that either. They always talk about women's health, don't they? And yet we've repeatedly seen, after it came to light, what happened at the Gosnell Clinic in Philadelphia, where a woman who was a minority, who was a refugee, she got into difficulty there at the clinic. They needed to call emergency people in there. They couldn't get through the narrow doors and hallways. And so you had in Texas, you had a law passed and said, you're going to have doorways and hallways that are wide enough to get a gurney in there, or we're not going to let you operate because we are concerned about women's health. And the Supreme Court struck that down. We had a massive fight about that here in Texas. Then they did another one in Louisiana. They said, you got to be close to a hospital. Nope, not going to allow that either, said the Supreme Court. Now, we had on Monday, we had a U.S. District Judge, Henry Hudson, strike down a Virginia law that's been in place since 1975 saying abortions can only be performed by licensed medical doctors. They're so concerned about women's health, aren't they? What a fraud. And here's the issue, folks. That was a law from 1975. Roe v. Wade is just a Supreme Court decision from 1973.
Stacy in the great state of Texas, in FEMA Region 6. You're on the air worldwide, Stacy.
Good to talk to you. Before I get into what I want to say, I just want to let you know that I don't normally take vitamins at all. I was turned on to the Ultimate Female Force. I looked at all the ingredients, and they're all organic, root, things like that that I trust. You know, because I've seen a lot of other vitamins, they don't have things that they say that they have in them. And they're often not things that are natural. So I appreciate that.
Well, what happened with Ultimate Female Force? Tell us about it.
Well, it's really great. You know, it's like a multivitamin. I take it. It tastes good. It doesn't have that nasty aftertaste. It actually has kind of a pleasant aftertaste. And, you know, it just gives me energy and fuels me throughout the day. So I really like it.
Well, just so you know, we look at whatever the best herbs are. They're known to turbocharge women. And then we get the organic ones and put it in it. So, yeah, stamina, libido, energy. These are amazing things in Ultimate Female Force. So I'm glad you plugged it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.